are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
right out of the great city of Chicago. That was modern-day jazz guitarist Hans Lux with a 2015 tune called Green Deluxe off his CD Time Never Pauses. Since 2007, he has been all over the Chicago scene and time has not paused. He's played at joints in Chicago like the Jazz Showcase, Andy's Jazz Club, the Velvet Lounge, and internationally at the Rex in Toronto, the CMW Festival in Toronto, the Bull's Head in London, JJ Smith's in Dublin, and the list goes on and on. Hans has performed and toured with an array of artists in American music, including 8-time Grammy winner Pepe Aguilar, Motown legend Martha Reeves, and blues singer Shirley King. He got a bachelor's in music performance from the University of Illinois at Chicago and a master's degree in jazz studies from DePaul University. And he is also an educator, teaching private lessons and classes at elementary, secondary, and college levels. These days, he teaches music through the Chicago Jazz Philharmonic. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz about his latest album and career in jazz, he had some thoughts on the now and beyond.
Just experience the world, experience other cultures. I'm really into that. I've gotten a chance to do a little bit of that already, and I just hope to keep on doing a lot more of it, meeting people through music, you know, and experiencing life through music. I guess I'm a musician is what I think. I'm a musician and a composer, and then, and beyond that, just a person, you know, because I enjoy talking to people from all walks of life, you know, not just musicians. I'm interested in talking to writers. I'm interested in talking to scientists. I'm interested in talking to all kinds of people.
It was great to have Hans on the program. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has a full crop of solid jazz cats, with the likes of Herman Mahari, Brett Jackson, and Bob Bowman, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you some jazz gusto, kids. That's for sure. From the pride and joy of Sicily Island, Louisiana, this is jazz cat Sonny Simmons with his avant-garde style and flavor on the 1969 tune Visions off his CD called Manhattan Egos. Great name. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Hans Lux, guitarist from Chicago, Illinois, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thanks for listening.
That was Baltimore jazz cat and multi-instrumentalist Warren Wolf with the 2011 song 427 Mass Avenue off his self-titled CD. Since he was three, he has been doing this thing that he does in jazz. He started on the vibraphone, drums, and piano. So his father, Warren Wolf Sr., had a deep background in all genres of music and got Warren off to the right step. From there, he went on to the Peabody Preparatory studying classical music with former Baltimore Symphony Orchestra member Leo LePage. Then it was at the Berklee College of Music he continued, and then he moved on to the world stage, jamming with cats like Wynton Marsalis, Jeremy Pelt, Nicholas Payton, Lewis Nash, Mulgrew Miller, and many others. And he continues to make that music. Here's a cat from KC that went on to captivate the world. Valve trombonist, pianist, arranger, and composer Bob Brookmeyer with the tune Hot Butter Noodling off his 1957 LP, Street Swinger Pacific Jazz, number 2, The Collection. Thank you.
Kansas City, Missouri, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMita. We'll be right back.
That was Kansas City Jazz drummer Danny Rojas with Chris Hazleton and the Boogaloo 7 with that tune, Suit and Tie, and that's how the band rolls with their groove and vibe. So Danny grew up in rural Kansas and went to school at the University of Kansas to study under the great Dan Gailey. From there, he made his way to Kansas City, and it's been a busy jazz scene for him ever since, doing gigs in the beginning with Everett Devan and moving on into Chris Hazleton with his Boogaloo 7 outfit. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Danny talked about exactly what is going down with him.
You know, it's funny. I consider myself very lucky. I'm working more now as a drummer than I've ever been able to work. It's just there seems to be a lot of work out there, and I've been fortunate enough to jump on it. You know, I'm doing the Boogaloo 7 is really kind of my heart right now. These guys are amazing musicians, and I'm really into that group right now. And then I do various other things around town too, so I've been fortunate.
With his talented quartet of Bob Shepard, Tamir Handelman, and John Clayton following the lead, this is Jay Lawrence with the tune Sweet Lime, next on this gin and tonic sprinkled hour of Neon Jazz, baby. Thank you.
Hi, this is George G. from the George G. Swing Orchestra in New York City. Joe Domino of Neon Jazz and myself want to make sure that you know that swing makes you happy.
That was jazz trumpeter and cornetist Ruby Braff with the 1958 song Treat Me Rough. This is a cat that Jack Teagarden referred to as the Ivy League Louis Armstrong. Right out of Boston, he was known for playing in that vein of Louis Armstrong and Bix Beiderbecke. Everything started in the 40s for him at the local clubs, and as it did for many in those days. He did, after that, relocate in 1953 to New York City and became a cat that was very much so in demand. on the Dot Time Records label these days. This is a legend of the jazz world and a right-hand man for Bill Evans for years. Composer, arranger, and bassist Chuck Israels with his orchestra on a cut off his newest 2016 CD, Garden of Delights. It's a great name. And this is the song, The Skipping Tune, and we glide that rock over the surface of this hour of music towards the close that is coming very soon.
Thank you.
Again, that was the very cool Chuck Israels back at it with his orchestra with the 2016 song, The Skippin' Tune. And our final cut on this hour of music together that is, was, and shall be comes from the Boston area tenor saxophonist Tim Mayer with the song 4 Miles off his 4-star rated 2011 album called Resilience. And thanks to you for your resilience and tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that has some major music resilience and cool cat swagger, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That's a big 10-4 there, good buddy.
Like what you heard, let us know. Drop us a line, drop us a story. Let us know what you want to hear on the program. We always dig hearing from you. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.